Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded.
The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna. Flagship station for MTSU sports. The views and opinions on this show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of WGNS, its management, other hosts, or advertisers.
Good evening, everybody. Ed Raymer here with you for the Edwin Lee Raymer Show. We've got a good show for you. We've got a good thing together tonight with Matt Fee came up to join us. Commissioner Hope Oliver, one of your Rutherford County commissioners, is here with us. And Commissioner, you're in District 1, right?
District 1, yes.
And she's here with us. We're both going to share with us on some of our experiences over the last week. And I've asked Connor to go ahead and kick this thing off right now so we can go ahead. We're going to do a couple of ads, and then we're going to get right with you and get right with this thing, okay? But for right now, my name is Edwin Lee Raymer, and yes, I'm still a private investigator, I hope. Welcome aboard.
This is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show with your host, Ed Raymer, on your Good Neighbor Station, News Radio, WGNS.
All right, and it is Sunday night, and it is the Edwin Lee Raymer Show, and your host, Ed Raymer, and this show is produced right here at WGNS, AM 1450, 100.5, 101.9 FM, right here in the heart of the great Volunteer State, Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And you can reach me and my wonderful guest tonight at 615-893-1450, 615-893-1450. John Williamson, thank you for your kind words. We appreciate it. And you can also send us a text to that number, and our producer will be glad to read it over there for you. For those of you who do not wish to be heard on the air, if you're a little too high or too shy, we understand. Guest tonight, Matt Fee and Rutherford County Commissioner of District 1, Hope Oliver, is with us. Glad to have them both. We're going to get into it just in a minute. How do you hear us? Of course, on the good old-fashioned radio. I told you the number's there, 1450 AM, 100.5, 101.9 FM. And you can find us on Facebook Live or YouTube Live right now, News Radio, WGNS, YouTube Live, Edwin Lee Raymer Show, whatever. You can find it there. And you can also download the WGNS app and take WGNS with you wherever you go, listen wherever you wish. I listened to Jason Qualls this week. Some good information on a lot of things for us that are into the retirement thing. If you're getting ready in the next few years to go into retirement, I advise you to listen to Jason. He does a great job. He's got great information, good people to help him. Thank you, Jason. And Miss Angela Bingham, I can't talk tonight. And Angie Marie, who just left here with So help me, Hannah.
Simplicity.
I can't thank you. I got my wife at home. I got Hope Oliver here. So, thank you. Simplicity and wonderful people just doing great things and ministering to the whole county, the whole community, and feeding people. And I could go on and on. Wonderful ladies doing a wonderful job. And we're glad to be a part of that. I am a small part of this little station that does what it does. Now, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to let our guests wait just a couple more minutes. We're going to run a couple of ads if we can, get everybody on camera. Connor's on the board, and we'll be right back with you right after this. Stay with us. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged follow, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Northfield Boulevard, right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. We are back. Rutherford County Commissioner Hope Oliver's with us. Hope, how are you doing? Matt Fee's with her. Hope, what's going on?
I am well. Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you agreed to come up. Matt, thank you for coming up.
Sure.
A pleasant surprise. And, okay, where are we going with this? I know I'm going to get this out of the way first, if it's all right with you.
Sure.
You have been rebuked or rebuffed or whatever. Or have you? Has this happened yet, or did
it
they back
not,
out?
It has not.
I don't think you've got anything to worry about. But what was this all about? By the county mayor, by Joe Carr, he wanted this because you said something. And Matt and I, we were at the meeting, and I never knew what all the hoopla was all about.
Mm-hmm. Well, the hoopla, if that's what you want to call it.
Whatever.
Was about how ICE is operating in our country, in our state. Citizens are upset about at the time of the public safety meeting, it was a potential contract with ICE, which we now know that the sheriff is in contract with ICE. At any rate, there was a concern, of course, and the comment that I made was in response to a comment from our chairman stating that ICE has been around for a while. And I said, yeah, it has been.
Sure.
It just has not.
I think they said since 96, I believe.
Yeah. ICE has not operated the way it's operating now.
Right.
And the comment that I made was they have not been emboldened as a terrorist organization like that. I mean, they're terrorizing citizens. They're masked. You don't know who they are.
I haven't seen any badges or anything. All I see is guns and masks. They may have a patch on them that says ICE and
no warrants.
That's it.
Yeah. You know, and you're just attacking people that are going about their day-to-day lives. And so apparently that rubbed the mayor the wrong way, and he felt like that I needed to be rebuked or apologize or retract my statement.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to.
No.
I hope not. Thank you.
No.
Okay. No. Matt,
she didn't say anything wrong.
I didn't say anything wrong.
I mean, so either.
That's what's being portrayed in the media, and that's what we're seeing going on.
No, you're having
people being deported to countries that they're not even from without due process.
Right.
You know,
agreed.
So, yeah. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, I mean, at that meeting, right? So what happened is a lot of citizens had organized and came and gave public comment.
at 14
that first night, yeah.
Right.
And came and gave public comment because it had been found out that the Rutherford County Sheriff's Department was pending a 287G agreement.
Right.
It's not that the sheriff came out and said or announced that they were doing it.
Exactly.
It's just that someone in Rutherford County happened to look at the list of pending law enforcement agencies with ICE and saw the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office. And, like, literally, I think I might have mentioned this last time I was here. It was noticed on Friday. The public safety meeting was on Monday.
That's how rapid the response was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how, you know, that is how quick. And to me, it's like it's very representative of the pushback. You know, look, I don't care what type of agreement it is with ICE. We don't want to be associated with them.
I don't think we need it.
No. You know, the sheriff had said nothing's changing. Well, we've never had a 287G before, so it's definitely changed.
Okay.
So, you know, and like you said, 14 people came and spoke at that meeting.
And
not one in favor. Every
exactly.
single one of them against the 287G.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, and you and I have been at both. Now, Matt, I want to say this, folks. Matt Fee here, he's your Rutherford County Democrat chairman. You're more into this than I am because I try to keep up with a number of different topics. You know, and even on a national level and all that, I just keep feeding myself. In fact, matter of fact, I'm getting a little bit too much of it. But, you know, we might put on a comedy hour one Sunday night just for the heck of it.
That would be great.
You know, anything.
We need to laugh.
An episode of, you know, Mr. Ed or whatever, the horse I'm talking about.
Right.
But let me ask you, Hope, do you as a county commissioner, do you all have anything to do with this? And do you have any, I don't know. I'm asking.
Mm-hmm. No, to my knowledge, no. This is something that.
How did we get there, Matt? What brought all this about? Was it just someone just posted that this might be coming up? Why would it come before the county commission?
It didn't. The only reason it came before the county commission is because citizens of Rutherford County brought it here.
Mm-hmm.
So the sheriff can act independently of the county commission for a 287G.
Okay.
The problem is that us as citizens in Rutherford County, we do not have a forum to redress this with the sheriff.
Right.
Other than going to the public safety committee first and then speaking at the county commission meeting.
Which that happened Thursday night. Mm-hmm. And again, I think a dozen people spoke that night.
No,
they had 20.
20? Did all of them get to speak? I think
only two didn't show.
There might have been one or two that didn't show, but everybody got
20
signed.
You know, I know several of the people I recognize. I know John Mack did, John Mack Green, and then several others. Not one in support of this.
No.
Not one.
Yeah, and like Hope said, right, the county commission, they can't really do anything about it. The sheriff can act independently on this. It requires no validation from the county commission itself. But county commissioners and the county mayor, as elected representatives of the people in Rutherford County, can pressure to the sheriff to ask him to cancel this agreement. The sheriff can cancel this at any point. And honestly, until that happens, I don't suspect that this is going to change. There will probably still be people coming to these meetings
out. What I understood it to be as it relates to a relationship or MOU or contract, however you want to call it,
which is
to
a
semantics
memorandum of understanding.
Right, right. So it's my understanding that should individuals be in the Rutherford County jail and it's found that they're illegal immigrants, then there's a responsibility for the sheriff to notify ICE, and ICE has so much time to let them know, okay, is this person under warrant or whatever the case may be.
Sure.
You know, so that's my understanding of the contract, but I think I later found out that it could be a little bit different than just that protocol.
Sure. Right.
Where there could actually possibly be some racial profiling and
and
that could be a challenge.
Yeah.
That could be a
thing.
Challenge.
Because I mean, there are no doubt. I mean, if you want to come into this country, you need to do it legally.
Absolutely.
You should. But a lot of those people too now, and I know this sounds cheesy, but a lot of those people are fleeing for their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Mm-hmm.
They are unhappy there, and they have been very happy here. Many of them have been here 15 or 20 years. They live incredible lives. They're good people in the community, and many of them have risen to the status of citizenship, however they went about it. That's fine.
And they pay taxes.
And they pay taxes.
Because you don't get anything around here without paying taxes.
And goodness knows we can use plenty of that. Okay. No, I mean, especially in this county anymore.
Hey,
you know.
Hey.
Yeah. Tell me about it. And you won't buy a home unless you're going to pay some taxes. So, you know. But, I mean, if that be the case, that's, you know, I know. And I do understand. You know, there are some bad characters with that much, but it's a minute. It's got to be less than 1%.
Ed, it's been proven statistically.
Yeah.
Immigrants commit less crime than, you know, the people who are already here. Honestly, just for the fear of the deportation, right? You know, and to your point, you know, it's true. You know, many of these people came here fleeing violence in their own country where they came from.
Sure.
Right?
That's why they came here.
I don't blame them for leaving. Of course I would come here. But the other piece of it, too, is that, you know, they also have become victims of the United States' own incapability of fixing its immigration system. You know, the immigration system here has not been changed in 30 or 40 years.
It goes back farther than that, I can assure you, when Reagan was president.
So, you know, they're trying to, you know, deport people who have applied for asylum, and then Trump has, you know, canceled that, right?
Yeah.
And just said, oh, you know, all these people who came here and applied for asylum from, you know, Guatemala or whatever, I can't think of a country off the top of my head, or Venezuela, right?
Sure. Venezuela, a lot of Venezuelans.
Haiti.
Yeah.
Haiti.
Yeah, any of those places.
you know, already been here with, you know, legally.
Yeah.
You know, and then you just gonna go in your computer and just remove them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure. So now they are no longer legal here. Mm-hmm. And what this 287G is creating is it has now created an environment where we potentially have people who are here who are, you know, they're good citizens.
Right.
They work. They pay taxes. They do everything right.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay.
They're going to their court appearances.
Yeah.
Because that's what they're supposed to do.
Yeah. Now, if they themselves were to become a victim of a crime, they're scared to report that crime.
Sure.
Right?
Sure.
For fear of deportation. So is that really in the best interest of public safety? I don't think it is. I think we've already had an example of this here in Rutherford County, haven't we?
Right. Yeah. Here in other cities that were afraid to show up for a court appearance because this started, and that's where they were picked up.
Mm-hmm.
When their sentence was, they were released.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. You've served your sentence. Thank you. You've paid your fines. Goodbye. And here comes ICE.
Right. Right.
And I'm wondering at what point, and ladies and gentlemen, don't send me any mail on this. I don't need it. I mean, at what point did they start going into some of our high schools and arresting students?
Mm-hmm.
Because you look like you could be a problem.
Mm-hmm. And why do you look like it? Because of the color of your skin.
Sure.
So what does that boil down to?
It's a fact. That's the way it is. That's what we're talking about.
But we have white immigrants in this country.
Exactly.
And you're not seeing white immigrants being accosted and beaten and deported.
No, we have many of our friends from Canada and all that. If they even want to come here anymore from Canada, which I don't know if they'll let us in Canada anymore. I can't say it's the way it is. I'll tell you one thing. Their prime minister don't take any crap off this guy. I mean, buddy, you talk about the willow that won't bend. He doesn't flow in the breeze like all the others. This guy's a problem. I wouldn't want to be in an argument with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
But to Matt's point,
yes,
as it relates to immigrants and the law enforcement,
mm-hmm.
in Laverne, we had a 6-month-old child to die because the family did not want to call for emergency services because they were afraid.
Didn't you speak on that Thursday night?
We had someone signed up that spoke about it.
Okay, maybe that's
And I've had several people reach out to me and ask, is that true? Is that true? Uh-huh. Because they hadn't heard about
it. Sure.
And it is true.
It is true.
And our police chief in Laverne actually had a town hall in order to talk to citizens and tell them what law enforcement role is and to encourage them to call for emergency services if you need them, you know, and that.
Right.
EMS is not going to show up and ask you if you're legal or if you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, but the fear is real. And citizens have very valid concerns about whether or not they can trust our EMS, our law enforcement, even our commissioners, you know? So
I understand, you know
it's real.
If you want to say no comment, that's fine. Among other commissioners, and don't name, I'm not asking for names. How did this ICE thing go over, what we're talking about in general? Does anyone ever talk to you up there, if I might be so bold as to ask?
When you ask, do they talk to me?
I mean, do they, about this ICE?
The only thing that I have had my fellow commissioners say to me is that there was not going to be a censure or a rebuke. That's the only thing based on what, you know, the mayor was requesting them to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, you know.
So they pretty well side with you on that.
I'm not
going to
say that they side with me.
Okay.
But I'm just going to say that, you know, that's been the comments, you know,
right.
we're not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and I can appreciate that. One thing I can say about the commission, as the lone Democrat, or I don't know, I shouldn't say lone Democrat because we do have one more, but at any rate,
okay.
My relationship in working
right.
on the commission has been cordial.
Okay.
No, mm-hmm. seriously.
Okay.
To my surprise.
I wondered about that.
No,
I didn't know.
Seriously, to my surprise. Yep. Now, here's the thing. We can disagree, and we do on things, but we can agree to disagree, or we can come to a consensus.
Right.
So I've even had some of my colleagues say, hey, I never thought I would agree with a Democrat. And my thing is, don't think about the R or the D. Think about the issue at
the
hand.
The issue and the public.
And what's best for right. our citizenry.
Right.
You know?
Exactly.
So it's been, I honestly can say that I've had a positive experience on the commission.
So some of them are still reachable, regardless of what people may think about this steel wall that's been.
I would say yeah. so. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Okay. All right. Matt, your thoughts.
My thoughts? well, hey, look, you know, I'm glad that, you know, Commissioner Oliver had brought up that, you know, feedback from fellow commissioners is that, you know, they won't do any rebuke or
good to
know,
hear.
Censure. That's actually really good to hear.
It is.
You know, because a lot of us did show up at the last county commission meeting
yes,
to support
that was on, yeah.
Hope, right?
Yeah,
because,
right, sure.
you know, even though it wasn't on the agenda, you know, there's always that. You know, there's always the catch-all at the end of every
sure.
public meeting agenda
sure.
that says other business, and it's just, mm-hmm. you know, it's wild, wild west time at that point.
Right.
But, you know, that is good to hear, and mm-hmm. you know, I'm glad that she has a good working relationship with those commissioners that are there. And I would say, you know, even myself, I'm able to talk to most of them. You
sure.
know, I think
sure.
at this point they all kind of know who I am by now.
They know who you are.
Oh, yeah. I'll bet you they do.
They say, we have a public comment. Yeah. Mr. Matt Fee.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you noticed
oh,
how many
hey,
of them
Matt.
Know who I am? Because, yeah. because they look the other way when I walk in.
I know.
Yeah.
But I'll say this, though, yeah. right? You know, that is good that Hope has that relationship with the other commissioners. You know, I don't think necessarily that Mayor Joe Carr can say that. I don't think he gets along with the county commission at all, right? So, you know, his reaction to Hope's comments, you know, he wasn't even at the meeting, number one. He
I
wasn't
know.
There,
yeah,
right,
I
at
understand.
That public safety meeting
sure.
when it happened. Mm-hmm. And then he called for this, you know, through an interview on WGNS or something. I think it was on this station,
right?
I think
Probably.
Is where I read that.
Yeah.
And, you know, he didn't even show up to the county commission meeting on Thursday, right? So there was
right.
a group of protesters mm-hmm. out there before the commission meeting on Thursday, and I think I got there at about 5 p.m. I just saw him leaving, right? You know, he wasn't sticking around for any of it.
Protesters
so,
in favor of Hope.
Well, in favor of Hope, but, you know, against the sheriff's participation in the
2017. In the ice thing. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Understood.
So, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know, you know, what his... you know, what the point of all of this was, right? But, you know, if he's going to do or say things like that, he could at least show up to the meetings, right?
Sure. I think mean, so.
You or give say, me a call.
Or even, to, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's
I mean,
a valid,
I'm
available.
I called you yesterday. I can reach her. I mean, I've
yeah,
got
I'm
her
available.
Number if you need it. She's around. She's a county
yeah.
commissioner.
Yeah. I have often yeah. have citizens say, oh, wow, you called me back. Or, oh, wow, you responded
you
to my email.
You answered your phone.
I do.
Yeah.
I mean, that actually is a really good point, right? Did Mayor Carr ever reach out to you about it?
No,
of course
Honestly,
not.
Honestly, the way I heard about it is I started getting texts. And phone calls of people saying, are you okay? Or are you, I'm like, am I
right.
okay? What's going,
yeah.
you know? And mm-hmm. so that's how I kind of found out about it. Cause I really don't see a lot of it on social media. You know, I don't tend to fight battles on social media.
Right. Yeah.
But,
that's
I was kind of like, really? And then people were sending me information and I was like, oh wow. But you know, hey, I was headed out of town getting ready to do a vacation. So I was just like, okay, it'll be there when I get back, I guess.
Well,
you
I
know,
mean,
so.
You know, that's what's so funny. Cause you and I met, we were at the meeting. I didn't know what they were talking. I said, you know, rebuke for what? What'd she,
yeah. I mean, I remembered the comment. I remember her saying that.
Yeah,
and
I remember it.
My
I
reaction was,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, I agree.
I agree.
And I think most of the people in Rutherford County agree.
Yeah.
They might not, they might, under their breath, they agree. You know, they know right. Come on, people. You know right.
That's why I said it's not even about Democrats and Republicans. It's about right versus wrong.
Sure it is.
Good versus evil.
Yeah.
You know,
exactly
and this
right.
is supposedly a Christian state, Christian county, whatever. But the word of God says the first thing is to love.
Exactly.
You know, it says you will know a tree by its fruit. The fruit of the spirit, love is the first one.
Right.
So show me scripturally where what you're spewing, whether it's hate, racism, whatever the case may be, where you can back that up with the scripture, Mr. Christian, Mrs. Christian. Yeah. You know what I mean?
It's at the bottom
because
of the list.
Because you know a person by their fruit.
Yeah. It's at the bottom of the list.
And the commandment is to love.
That's right.
You know, and some of the actions that are going on in this country, in this state, in this county, it's not based on love.
Right.
It's just not. And you can shout me down, be mad, be upset. But truth be told, revival starts within. And when you can be introspective and really see what's going on, it's not based on love.
Well, you know, and we were talking, folks, before we came in here, and Hope, I wanted you to mention something about this because, and Matt, you know this, but, you know, we talk about it on a federal level, state level, whatever, but even here on a local in the county, you know, I've got 30 acres out here, and I've decided I'm going to put some houses in there. Okay, so I go to the county commission. Hey, I want to put 30 houses out here off of highway, whatever, you know. All in favor say, yeah, Ed can do that. That doesn't work that way.
Oh, no. Not at all. You have to go through planning, there's a committee process. You have to submit plans, right. Things of that nature. So,
right.
And if you know, the county just passed Plan Rutherford. So there's some guidelines that they work within. And they give you that information. And so you have to align what it is you want to do with your property. Granted, it's your property. But it has to align with what the county sees as it relates to land use.
Now, as I understand, Plan Rutherford is a plan for about 20 years of future growth.
It is.
Is this, am I safe saying this is a pretty good thing?
I think so.
Right.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
It's just a guide.
Yeah.
You know.
I have no idea what's in it. I don't. I've
well,
heard
you
a
should.
Lot about it.
Well, you
I've
need to go to Plan Rutherford
well,
and
not
look
going
at
out,
it.
I'm not going to be starting any subdivision. Well, at least I hope not, but I don't know. You know, Connor's looking at some land right now. Yeah. Check with Hope before you buy it, son.
I would say call Doug DeMasi.
Hey, call Doug. Poor old Doug. Yeah. I have literally watched that poor man get gray on television before... Before my eyes, because I knew him when he had black hair. He had dark hair. He always had gray.
But he's a wealth of information, and he can give you guidance and what it is you need to
he's
do.
He's been at that a long
and he's
time.
Always open to speaking to anyone and answering any questions about. He's been very helpful to me, helping me understand it. You
sure.
Know? So yeah.
Well, and here's the thing: there's a lot of work to be done before I ever take it to you guys.
True.
Right.
True.
I mean,
true. There's a committee process again.
Right.
The committees, I mean, basically just the commission itself, we manage the business of the county.
Sure.
And it consists of a committee process, committees, whether it's budget and finance, public safety, health and education, public works,
there are many,
property
management,
there are many.
On and on.
And
right.
the commissioners sit on these committees. And then we hear as it relates to things that, like, for example, when I'm on public safety committee, we hear what it is they want to do relative to budget. Public safety is EMS, sheriff, fire, pause, you know, whatever the case may
sure,
be.
Sure.
And then whatever needs to, you know, we make decisions
sure,
based on
sure.
budgets and policies, protocols, things of that nature. And then those things pass on either to another committee. If it's dealing with money, it might come out of public safety and have to go to budget.
Go to budget.
Or
sure.
if it's a building, it might be a public safety building. It might need to go to property management and budget. You know, so it just moves through a process. And then it ends up on the commission agenda for the commission
right.
as a whole to make decisions.
And Hope, not to mention, if this is going to require infrastructure by the county,
mm-hmm.
and, of course, I'm sure you're into situations where the city and county almost overlap.
City, county, state, you know, because you're looking at,
right,
you might be
state,
looking at TDOT.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So it just depends. That's what the whole committee process does. It just kind of works through all of those
right.
relationships.
Yeah. So, Ed, when you go to build your subdivision on your 30 acres.
Yeah. In my mind.
I think what I'm hearing is that, you know, the there's going to have been a lot of people that have looked at that, and it may have been in process for over a year, even before it gets to the full commission, before they make any type of vote on it.
Absolutely.
I'm just going to keep growing my hemp on it. Well, at least that's what I say. What do we got? We got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on the air live. Go ahead.
Mr. Reimer, how you doing?
Well, hello. Is this Jeff?
Yeah, how you doing, Mr.
Hi, Jeff. How are you doing?
Good. Hope, I just want to appreciate you for standing up for the people of Rutherford County and doing what you do. And everybody, most of the county is probably against it, but I'm sure that, you know, the minority wants it to come in, but I appreciate you standing up for the people and the constituents of Rutherford County, your district.
Jeff, thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate your kind words. Thank you so much.
And of course, you do know that the National Guard is coming into Memphis. So,
I do. That's my hometown.
That's right. Yeah.
That's the next thing. So they'll be probably moving here. Moving here, I guess, west or east. I hope not, but they're going to be in Memphis, I guess, pretty soon.
I don't think they'll come
this
way.
It doesn't matter. Trump will put him in there. It matters not to him. He's just going to do what he wants. You know, he's the dictator of America now.
Well, but now, Jeff, let me ask you. You went to school in Memphis, didn't you? Didn't you tell me once?
No. What?
I thought you went to school down there.
No, I went here in Murfreesboro. I did not know.
Okay. I thought you went to college down there. I don't know where I got that.
I went here. Now, I've been to Memphis a couple times, but now I have not. I didn't go to school. I've been down
there. Great town. I loved it down there.
My son took me down there. Nice. The people said since they've been in D.C., the tourism has went way down. People are not.
I don't doubt that.
Way down. Way down. Of course, the right wing will tell you that crime's down, tourism's up. Everybody's going to tourism and things, but that's another thing. But I do want to tell you, Mr. Raiders, there's a show on it. It's on right now, but they're also listening to you right now. Later on tonight, it's about they're having Anderson Cooper has a thing on CNN. It's the history of political violence in America. So it's on tonight again. Later on, you'll repeat it. But what I did want to say, too, is, with all this, it's just the political tensions in our country. It's been that way for a while. And then, of course, what happened this week with Mr. Kirk, it kind of brought it to a head. But I'm going to say this. This is the thing that I should have said a long time ago. Gun violence in America will never be squelched. I don't care how many protests, how many hollering, screaming, whatever. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like poverty in America. That will never be totally eradicated, neither will gun violence, as long as you have the proliferation of guns you have, and the Second Amendment, and the gun lobby is so strong, there's no way that it will never go away, because, you know, if you tried to take the guns away in America, you'd have a civil war that would last a long, long time. The other countries have taken away, like New Zealand and other ones, and they don't have hardly any violence or gun. I mean, I've had friends go over there, and they say you can leave your doors unlocked.
Oh, many of them do up in Canada. It's funny. And you know, the funny thing about that, Jeff, Dr. Martin Luther King said himself, he said, if you try to advance your cause with violence, you're going to lose eventually.
You're going to lose.
Yeah, because the system won't let you win. You're going to lose because you don't have enough guns.
Yeah, you don't.
You know, it's not going to happen.
Or bullets.
Now, you don't have a bullet that big. No.
You don't have a Barney Fife bullet either.
No, I don't believe so.
I did want to say, before I go, Ed, I want you to call me sometime this week. I got an idea for you. I just want to let you know about that. And Miss All, like I said, I appreciate you standing up for us in Rutherford County. There's not a lot of people that are doing it. I mean, they say they are, but they're really not. And so I just appreciate what you do and keep doing what you do. I know sometimes it's kind of hard to think you're fighting an uphill battle, but just keep going, and if we could get the letters out and take the letters away of DNR, we'd be a whole lot better country, don't you think?
I agree.
Oh, I'm telling
you. Thank you.
I think, and Jeff, you and I've talked about this. Appreciate what Matt's doing too, because he's taking the bull by the horns.
Oh yeah, and in a few weeks you can tell them about the bash. I believe Miss Oliver's going to be there, so I know y'all talk about that. So y'all have a good week. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Neal, supporter of this little broadcast and supporter of WGNS. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to our last series of breaks, and we're going to be back with Commissioner Hope Oliver and Democratic Chairman of Rutherford County, Mr. Matt Fee. I'm Ed Raymer. Connor's on the board. Back with you right after this.
Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hello, everyone. It's Ed with Private Investigations in Middle Tennessee. You know, if you just need someone checked out on a background check, tag them a run, or if you need someone full-fledged followed, give us a call. You can reach me at 615-390-7219. That's 615-390-7219. Or check out our website at piofmt.com. That's piofmt.com.
I felt so alone, scared, angry, full of self-pity. I just wanted to die, so I took another drink. Then I heard about AA and went to my first meeting. The people there talked about those same feelings. I was no longer alone. They gave me help to stop drinking and hope to start living. Alcoholics Anonymous, it works. Look us up. Check your phone book, newspaper, or AA.org.
Go to J. Mullins Jewelers and check out their collection of reactor watches. They're located at 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. And also, custom-made jewelry if you want it, they can make it for you. Also, gifts for any and all occasions. Weddings, graduations, family reunions, anniversaries, all of it. That's J. Mullins Jewelers, 352 West Murphy Boulevard right here in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. All right, we're back. And Connor, thank you for every week for being here. Thank you. You do a good job. We appreciate you. Hope and Matt, you had Hope in a corner here. You wanted to ask her how she got into this. Hope, let me ask you something. Are you going to run again? Have you made up your mind yet?
That's the plan.
Okay. All right. Good. Glad to hear it. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's one. 20 more to go.
That's all right. You was going to ask her something. How she?
Oh, I was? Well, I mean, you know, we were kind of talking earlier about, you know, what we were going to talk about while we were on the show tonight.
Yeah,
and
yeah, sure.
Look, I try to be prepared every time I come here, Ed.
That's
sure,
yeah.
I know you do.
And today was one of those times where I didn't really, like, have a list of things to cover, so I've been kind of like jotting stuff down as we've
sure.
been going along
right.
And one of those things that we were going to talk about was kind of like what happens at the county commission, but we already kind of talked about that, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, I think you know, Hope Hope shared with us, you know, how she gets along with working with the other commissioners and how things work going through the county commission and how she's learned all about that. But, you know, I'll tell you the story that I like the most that I hear from Hope is how she got started and decided to run for county commission about 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wish she'd tell some more because it sure worked, you know. And the night I saw her after she won, she had a smile on her face a mile wide.
Yeah.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but we were down champions. And I said, man, I told you so.
Yeah, you called it. You did.
How did you do it?
By the grace of God, honestly.
Lots of sweat, lots of tears,
lots of late nights. Honestly, I was just in my office, and I had been looking around with election season coming up, trying to figure out, okay, who could I throw my support behind, and you know, looking at what was going on here in the county, and there really wasn't anyone.
Right.
And so I just contemplated and said a prayer, and then I was just like, okay, I'm just going to go down to the election commission and I'm going to do my due diligence and learn about it, you know? So, because I'm like, if you have these offices, elected positions that are unopposed for 10, 12, 20 years, I'm like,
You mean nobody else can do this? That's exactly right.
You know, and then I didn't feel like there was anybody that really was speaking for me. I wasn't hearing my voice, you know, as it relates to concerns that I had. So again, I went to the election commission. I talked to Mr. Beal, and he gave me some information. And at the time, with my education background, I was thinking school board.
Sure. Sure.
And so he gave me all the information, and I was looking at the criteria for running for school board, and I was like, okay, yeah, I could, you know, I could do that, you know, So then he said, well, that election is in 2 years, and he gave me the paperwork and everything. I was like, oh, okay. So then he went on back to his little desk, and I'm still sitting there at the table, and I'm like, well, God, did you send me down here to wait 2 years? It just didn't really come together for me. I'm like,
sure.
You know, did you really send me down to wait 2 years? So I sat there and I'm reading more in this little book, and that came across County Commission. And then I'm like, you know, so I'm looking at it and looking at the positions coming up for election, and it was coming up quite quickly, that particular election cycle. And so I just kind of waved my hand because I know they were looking like, why is she still sitting at that table? You know, we already talked to her. We already gave her the paper. I mean, what is she doing sitting here?
Yeah.
So then he came back out and I said, you know what? I think I'm going to go for county commission. And he was like, are you sure? And I said, yeah, let me get some information about that.
Sure.
Gave me the information, and I, you know, took it and went on back to my office. And, you know, that's when I found out how small Rutherford County really is.
Right.
Because by the time I got back to my office, I mean, I'm in Laverne, and I leave in Murfreesboro, I got a couple of texts like, hey, I hear you're running for county commission.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wait a minute, what?
Uh-huh.
All I did was picked up a petition, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so then I'm just like, okay, so, all right. So I spoke to my family, my husband and everything, and we talked about it, and I'm like, you know, do I have you all support? Which they supported me. And in doing the, I'm making this story too long probably.
No, it's all
right. In doing the petition, when I was looking at school board at the time, you could only do independent or Republican. So then I was like, okay, so he gave me an independent, and I'm looking at it and everything. And so then, of course, I sat there contemplating, end up changing to go to county commission. So I did not realize he gave me a petition that said independent. Excuse me.
Yeah.
And so then I later found out, honestly, because Mariah called me. Mariah Phillips. And she was just like, hey, I heard you pulled a petition for county commission. She was like, you're not an independent. And I was like, what do you mean? And then she was like, you know, you're a Democrat, da, da, da.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm like, I looked at my paperwork and sure enough, it still said independent. So I explained to her, I was like, you know what? Initially I was thinking school board. He said I could only choose independent or Republican. That's how independent came into place. And so I said, so yeah, if I can do a D Democrat, then that's
all the better. Yeah.
So right. Then I called to the election commission. I was like, hey, I said, can I just put a line through this and just write Democrat? And he's like, oh no. Well, at this point, my petition was pretty much full.
Right.
And then he said, no, no, you got to come pull another petition and do it all over again.
Okay.
So I did that. That weekend, we had snow come in.
Right.
And it was due. I want to say it was due that Monday or Tuesday. I don't know. Right. But that Friday, I went down. Mariah Phillips came. We went knocking on doors again with snow flurries and stuff swirling around because I had to have the signatures, you know.
Right.
And so then I turned it in, and the rest is history, honestly. A lot of people kind of start saying, who is she? Who, you know,
now, you don't have to have the signatures this time because you're already in.
No, she still has to do the whole thing.
I still have to pull. Yeah. Even if you're
in office, you have to have, what, 100
or? It's 25.
25 yeah. signatures. Okay.
But I did like 50.
I did like 50 because
just to be sure, you know, I didn't want anybody throwing in, you know, throwing any of them out.
Okay, we've got a caller on the line, right?
Carolyn Fox.
Carolyn, let's go. Ooh. Carolyn. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing good. What can we do for you, sweetheart? I hadn't heard from you in a while.
I know. Look, I've been trying to stay incognito. but look, I actually just called in. I saw that Hope was going to be on. I didn't want to miss the show. And just to let them both know that we appreciate you. Keep fighting the good fight, Hope. We got another election that's coming up. And just simply know that you have my full support. And look forward to a second term with you as county commissioner or in whatever position you choose to challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, sis.
If you'd like to be county mayor, I'm sure that'll come up at one point or another.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, it's not too far out of the way, out of line, is it, Carolyn?
No, not at look.
Not at all.
Anything's possible. And you know that we still have plenty of support behind her.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
More than people realize. And letting Matt know the same thing. And he's finding that out. There are people out here, they're hiding in the cracks and crevices because they've been overshadowed for so long.
Yeah.
No, we're not in the cracks and crevices.
Me and you aren't. But there are a few people.
No. Yeah. I mean, we're your neighbors.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So. Now, Carolyn, speaking of people running for something, what have you been doing lately?
weighing my options.
Okay.
And to be perfectly honest with you, this is going to be a really interesting election season, and it really will. With everything that's been going on, it's going to be interesting to see exactly where people stand and show us who they really are.
Mm-hmm. This is their time. Yeah, this is their time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. They see what they voted for, what they thought they voted for. You know, and we'll see where they are at the midsection. And I, you know, we've been talking. Yep, you guys have been talking about a lot of things, and it's really interesting the gerrymandering that's going on in Texas. And you know, the Missouri area, they talking about doing a little something in some other cities. Again, it is going to be really interesting to see where the chips fall come this midterm election.
Mm-hmm. Well, and Carolyn, we can
really
find
the people.
Carolyn, you know, we're going to find out a lot, and Hope and Matt too. We're going to find out a lot what's going on in other counties and other states.
Yeah.
As these results come in, because I think a Democrat went in last week somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
I forget where.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Democrats are overperforming in special elections all over the country right now.
They're stepping up to the plate.
And I don't know if everyone's aware of this. You know, we have a special election coming up here in Tennessee.
Exactly.
For District 7. Mm-hmm. I think the primary is
I had
next.
Her on. She's not part of this, but I had her here a few weeks ago.
Yeah. Yes. So we have, there's lots of good candidates for Congressional District 11. 7.
I think they have 11 total, right?
Maybe. I don't know. Maybe once you count the Republicans as well.
Yeah. You have an awful good candidate running against Andy Ogles over in...
So I'm not talking about that.
Right, I understand.
I'm talking about the special election that's going to take place.
To replace Mark Green.
To replace Mark Green. So I think the primary election is... I don't remember
it's
the
October
dates.
October and November.
I think it's
dates.
October, and the actual election is like towards the end of November or early December.
Sure.
Don't quote me on that. Look it
up.
Sure, sure. But, you know, there are opportunities, right? Something that we talk about in RCDP is that, you know, it's actually a really good thing even for us. We're not part of that congressional district.
Sure.
But, you know, it opens up opportunities for us to do things like phone banking. You know, anybody in Rutherford County can phone bank for any of the county parties that are in Congressional District 7 or for TNDP, right? And all that does is it just makes you more experienced, and then you can come and help us in Rutherford County when we get to our elections, right? Especially the one in August, you know, because, you know, it is really, like Carolyn said, it's very interesting what is going to happen in 2026 midterm elections. And, you know, our big elections are going to be in August, right? Hope will be reelected on August 6th, 2026.
Yes.
But here's the thing, right? What I try to keep putting focus on is how policies and laws that are being created in Washington are having an impact on people right here in Rutherford County.
Exactly.
And I think we talked about it last time I was here, or maybe it was the time before that. I don't know. I feel like I'm here every other week at this point now. You know, just think about it. That big, beautiful bill, right? They are taking away subsidies for the Affordable Care Act that is going to raise premiums on people hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. And when they see that bill, what they will do, a lot of people will just choose to go without health insurance, right?
Right.
So now we're taking people out of the health insurance system. And, well, they're still going to go to the ER, and they're still going to have to get covered. So where is that cost going to go to? Who's paying that?
Sure.
Everybody with insurance still is going to pay that bill. Everyone is going to see increased premiums.
All of us sitting around this table are going to pay it.
Fully expect it to happen, even if you have insurance through your employer, right?
Exactly.
So, you know.
I mean, look at the school board. Premiums went up, and it's rolling over to the
employees. They're just passing it right on to the employees. So, you know, I think I've said it plenty of times here before, you know, the reason why we have to start winning elections here in Rutherford County as Democrats is to help implement, you know, new policies here in Rutherford County. Look, local government can't solve all your problems,
right?
But it sure can help in little ways just to help people get by as costs of everything else are going up. What can local government do to help provide support to the people of the county?
Well, and that's like all politics is local. If you think these higher up offices in state and federal offices don't look and see, I wonder what's happening down in Rutherford County. They know.
It starts at the local level and works its way up.
If we pick up a couple more Democrat seats, they're going to notice. And I have a feeling we may pick up more than that. I really do. I hope we're having some activity to get some people to run.
Hey, look, we just had a candidate interest meeting in Laverne yesterday, Ed. We've had candidate interest meetings down here in Murfreesboro.
Right.
We are having candidate interest. I have people reach out to me all the time interested in doing X, Y, or Z.
Something.
Right?
Something. Right.
Look, if you're listening and you're even thinking about it, send me an email, right? Reach out to me. My email is Matt, M-A-T-T, at rcdp.org. rcdp.org. Matt at rcdp.org. You know, anybody with any interest in running, even if you don't know what districts you live in,
sure,
I'll help you find it out.
And I hope you can be found. You're all over the county webpage. It's everywhere. So,
yes.
I mean, your phone number's even on there, I believe.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, these people are reachable. Carolyn, I'm sorry I hung up on you. I think
she hung up on us.
She hung up on us. It wouldn't be the first time she hung up on me.
She knows you did.
I'll tell you what, we're going to cut you off early, okay?
That's fine.
No, she's ready to go home and put her head on a pillow, folks, I'll tell you. But No, I'll tell you, you're right. At every, I said it in the beginning, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I'll take what seats I can get. I'll take what I can get. Elaine Williams got on the road board.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take it.
Yep.
Yeah. And other people kicking and screaming the whole way.
Yeah.
But that's okay.
True.
I'll take it.
True.
You know, and not a finer woman in the world.
True.
Yeah. And a sharp lady, too.
Absolutely.
I'm looking for things out of her.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
And let me just say one other thing. I think we only have a few minutes left.
Just a couple
we?
Minutes.
Sure, you know, I really appreciate, I love hearing that story from Hope about how she got involved, right? I kind of have my own personal story, too, that's kind of similar as well, like how I got, you know, into doing Democrat stuff. But I'll save that for another day. But, you know, she's right. There was really no one with that voice to represent her or any of us, mm-hmm. it felt like, in Rutherford County.
I know.
Right?
I agree.
And now, you know, that's why I appreciate Hope so much. And
I'm
always going to have her back 100% no matter
Thank
what.
You.
Agreed.
Is that, you know, she is up there and she is representing a lot of us countywide, not just those that live in her district. She's
That's
representing
exactly right.
a lot of us that are here in Rutherford County.
That's exactly
and,
right.
You know, I was really happy to see a lot of people turn out just to support, to give that support back to her this past Thursday. And I hope we can keep doing that going forward.
I hope we can,
and
too,
and I
think
that.
We will.
And I appreciate all the citizens that send me emails and texts and just come to the meetings just to say, hey, we're here for you.
We've only got a couple minutes. We've got a caller on the line. Caller, go ahead. You're on. Go ahead.
Hey, Ed, Hope, Matt. This is Rob Mitchell.
Hello,
hey,
Rob.
Hey, how are you? That's my cousin.
Rob, I'm sorry. I've only got a couple of minutes.
Doing well.
I said, that's my
cousin.
My maiden name is Mitchell, so,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought I saw a resemblance.
I don't have as much hair as I used to.
What's up, Rob?
I just wanted to call and you know, there are some things. There's two things. One, Hope is elected to represent the people of her district. She was represented to be their voice. And I think it's a shame that somebody would try to silence her voice.
Got
this
that right.
Still American. And you know, it hurts my heart when things like that try to happen. It's uncalled for, and it's unfortunate. And the other thing, when you said local politics, there's something going on right now. Their affordable housing is a tremendous burden for people. And if we continue to ignore and turn a blind eye to what's happening, they're trying to take single-family homes, single-family attached and single-family detached. And I'm sorry, this is nuanced and it's very technical. But what they're trying to do is they're trying to make it more difficult for people who are struggling to ever afford to own a house and create generational wealth. I see it
right.
happening. People need to stand up and be aware of it, and mm-hmm. and I hope that Commissioner Oliver sees that, and that Matt sees it, and that we can work together to make something positive happen for our community.
Yeah,
Rob,
I mean, I
thank
sure
you so
do
much.
Hope so.
We've yeah. got 30 seconds. I'm sorry, I got to let you go. I appreciate you, Rob.
Thank you so
you.
Much.
Thanks, Rob.
Matt, thank you. Hope, thank you. Continue
thank you.
Both of you doing what you're doing. We appreciate you all. Connor, thank you. Ladies
Thanks,
and gentlemen,
Connor.
Thank you for listening. Mark Riddle, sorry I didn't have time to get to you. I think Connor said you called to say hi. Hello, my friend. And I appreciate your support. And I'll tell you what, till next Sunday at 8 o'clock right here at WGNS, I'll catch you down the road. Good night.